Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, a very happy Monday morning to you. I hope all is well with you. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a lovely weekend. Thanks for it. And I got to say, I had the softest, smoothest chickpeas I've ever tasted. Thank you, Julie. Let's take you through the news before we have the world exclusive for you involving DJ The Best. Not just an interview, but a whole new track that's never been heard before. And it is exhausting. I can't wait for you to hear it. What news do we have? Well, John Voight has come out in favour of Trump. Not wildly surprising. Invoking God and saying it's what God would have wanted. Not sure where he's coming from, but it certainly explains a lot of Angelina Jolie's issues. I think she's done very well, I think, considering. In France, they've been raiding ministers' homes as part of an investigation into their handling of the pandemic. I wouldn't mind seeing that in this country. I think that would be pretty cool. I think we need a few more gilets jaunes. Sounds like a razor to me. Anyway, and there was a sex party in Madrid. People were queuing up to have sex on camera. This is in Madrid's San Blas neighbourhood. The whole of Madrid, you're not actually allowed to enter unless it's for humanitarian purposes. And I think that's stretching the point a little bit. And Kanye West came to London. I didn't know that. Last week, he came in to watch his daughter do a fashion show and didn't quarantine and then flew back again. I mean, unbelievable. Also, Donald Trump was crowing about the shooting of an Antifa activist, who I believe did have a gun on him. But what he was saying was it was great because local police, they wouldn't go in, even though they knew it was him. I don't know. I think they were waiting for, you know, stupid technical stuff like a warrant. But apparently the marshal police, the marshal forces, they just went in there and he said, they get it done. We got him. It took 15 minutes and everybody cheered. And I sort of wonder what's that? Are you looking to institute martial law? Is that where we're going on November the 7th? Is that the plan? Are you going to stay up for the election? I think I'm not going to stay up for the election, but I might get up really early. Might do. Don't know. And finally, in the news, I thought I would share with you a story about they've done a new survey about what constitutes modern day heroism. And where do you fit in with these? The top 10 everyday heroic moments, helping someone with first aid. Well, yes, definitely. Obviously. Have you done the course? I did the course. I've sort of forgotten it. I should go on the course again. Directing traffic following an accident. Helping someone with a flat tyre. Helping to jump start a car for someone. It's basically cars. Giving someone a lift. There you go. At 6, reaching for the top shelf in a supermarket to get something down. Lending someone money. I wonder how many of these you can tick off. Helping someone set up tech items. Smartphones, use video calling, etc. Yeah, I don't know that that makes me a hero. I feel like that makes me a sort of an aggressor and a tyrant. I've been trying to get my parents to use Google Drive and Google Docs, and they don't like it. They don't enjoy it. Hey, breaking news. Greater Manchester MP Yasmin Qureshi has been hospitalised with coronavirus. Oh, God. Sorry, literally just flashed up on my screen. It's probably old news to you now. At 9, picking up a treat on the way home to lift your partner's spirits. And at 10, having a spare mask for a friend. What are you doing meeting a friend? That's all over now. That's gone. I'm not going to talk about Flora de-veganising one of their products. Having made Flora Buttery vegan, they've decided to change it back. When some people in a focus group said, No, I think I would prefer. No one ever disputed the tastiness of bacon. It's not what it's about. Very regressive. I did stockpile. I also did a tweet where I changed the cover, the lid of my Flora, to say fauna, and tweeted it. Now, to the interest of no one. I hate that. You know when you do a tweet and you think this is the one? Definitely looking at like 11.7k likes and retweets, I reckon. Not a sausage. Anyway, the question was, what small acts of heroism have you perpetrated or been on the receiving end of? I picked up a credit card off the floor walking to school to pick up Spike the other day, and I phoned it in. I said, hello. They answered the phone. I said, hello, I've just picked up someone's credit card here. And they were like, oh, thanks. I could tell they weren't impressed. I think there was a bit of them was like, why don't you just cut it up and throw it away like a normal person? I was like, oh, I shall phone it in. I turned into one of them. Anyway, let's not waste any more time because DJ the Best is waiting to talk to us. It's so exciting. His name is David Lowe. He's so lovely, and it was such a charming interview. Please send me any messages you want passed on to him. He's not really on social media, but I think he needs to know how good he is. And, you know, perhaps be, you know, brought out of his shell a little bit. He's got something extraordinary here, and he should bring it to a wider world. If you haven't heard earlier podcasts about DJ the Best, I'll just briefly explain. It's a clip on YouTube from 11 years ago of a man saying, DJ the Best, I'm the best. Go and find it. It's amazing. There was absolutely no contact information. It was just this sort of one or two clips. But Nat Tapley from the Date Fight podcast that I do managed to track him down. And it turns out he's just the nicest guy and very funny and very self-effacing. And you're going to love this interview with him. Here he is. It's so kind of you to do this. I appreciate how utterly weird it must be.
It's really bizarre. really bizarre.
Can you, I mean, first of all, let me check. Have I got your name right? Is it David Lowe?
Yep, that's okay. Me.
Great. And you were once, maybe twice, DJ the Best.
Yeah.
Can you, first of all, can you just tell us the story? What was going on there?
Well, I had been watching a whole bunch of Ali G. I don't know
if
you're aware of Ali G.
Very much so.
And it was just the funniest thing that this guy would go be such an idiot and people would just eat it up without knowing that it was fake.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I want to do something like that. But, you know, I don't want to do the same thing. So I could try to do some music. I was getting really into making music at the time. Mm. I'm like, I'll just make some terrible, terrible music and I'll just act like it's the coolest thing in the world. And so that's what I did. I got one of my buddies that at the time was much better at music production, but he just got GarageBand and put together like the worst sounding track that he could. And I came up with some lyrics and just sang them on top of it. And we laughed so much at it. We thought it was hilarious.
It is genuinely. And what I kind of love about it is, I mean, there are some beautiful touches. I think there's the bit when you say something like I said before, or as I said, or something.
Yeah.
Which is just so beautiful, this kind of evaporation of new ideas for your lyrics. And, but, you know, the weird thing was, because I watched it, it showed up on a Reddit forum quite recently.
I was going to ask, where you found it.
And someone was like, look at this. And a lot of people kind of go, what the heck is that? And I watched it, I thought, this is too clever. Like, you can't make something that bad by accident. You know what I mean? There was an artistry to that.
It was on purpose. I don't know if it was artistry.
It was, though. Here's the thing that I get, you know, I've played it. I don't know how many times I've listened to it now, but it was so frustrating because I kept finding myself saying DJ the best, and
it doesn't stick. Real.
And yeah, and I couldn't stop doing it.
Yeah, no, that's one of the best parts. There's so many parts of it. Even today, my friends, every once in a while, we'll just throw out, "You should have not been bad." Just in conversation. It's so funny.
You're not my friend. So I'm sort of, so you had this moment, you had this, like, right, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then you did it. Where were you? What was your life like at the time? This is 11 years ago?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I had graduated from high school a couple years prior, and my parents were living in Europe, and I was living in Texas. And so I would go back and visit for the holidays, and a bunch of my friends would as well. So one of my friends who I went to high school with was also in Hungary. And we did the song, and then when I was there, it was like, we have to make a video for this, right? Because
because it's the best.
That's the best way to get it out there, and I don't want to do something even more ridiculous. So we just got the camera and had like a broad idea. We went out to this rock quarry nearby and just filmed a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And I edited it together later on, and that was it.
I mean, inspired moments. The decision to meaninglessly throw the umbrella into the bushes.
Yeah.
I mean, you had me at that shot.
It's a good start. A lot of it made very little sense. The key is that no matter what you do, you have to 100% commit. It's the coolest thing you've ever done.
Yes.
And I think that's what sold it.
Absolutely. The conviction and the hairstyle was incredible.
Oh, yes.
All of the styling, I felt, was strong. What I want to know is, because I mean, it's really weird. I know this is so weird because now I look like a stalker, and effectively that's what I became for about 4 days.
You're full stalker. Week. I think we can confirm it.
Play DJ the best.
You should
for
be
me.
On a list.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that you only agreed to this interview just so that you could track my IP address and
that's
send
right.
The police.
Police are on route.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
You've got a couple minutes.
You know what? It was worth it because I got to speak to DJ the best. But so, well, the way we found you was that Nat Tapley, he's the guy who first made contact with you. He took the approach that the first people to make comments on your YouTube post were probably going to be something like your parents or something, saying, "Well done, this is marvelous." And so he contacted them, and they, I think, managed to put us in touch with you.
Yeah, that was. That was one of the teachers at the high school that I had gone to, that I'd graduated to a few years prior.
Right.
And yeah, he messaged me on Facebook. He's like, "Hey, this guy is looking for you." And I was like, "What on earth?" And then the next day he somehow, I guess he looked through the guy's contacts and found me because he messaged me directly. I was like, "Okay, well,
yeah,
here we go.
So what I want to know though is, because and this is the other thing that I maintain that, do you know, Spike Jonze, the 1950s band leader.
This name sounds familiar, but I could not attach anything to it.
It's fine. It's worth digging some of his stuff out because he was kind of doing in the 50s what you were doing 11 years ago in terms of lampooning contemporary music of the time. And he always had this mantra, which was that you can't play bad until you can play good. Mm-hmm. And the thing about and I know that it was your friend put together a lot of the track, but there was something insanely hooky about that track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I thought to myself, there's something underneath this that's good. Mm-hmm. And so then I did stalk you and discovered that you ended up being part of a band called Human Groove Hormone.
I did. Human Groove Hormone. Yeah. I was in that band for a little while. It was a fun time. I stepped in to replace their old singer, and I was with them for a year and a half, and we had a lot of fun, but eventually we decided we wanted to stop.
Yeah. And so
it was good.
What kind of music was that?
It was prog rock, so like Fish, Boston, some of those older rock bands from the 70s. It was a similar vein to that.
Yeah.
The guys that started it were giant music buffs. Most of the people in the band had like music degrees, and they just loved all that stuff. So they were carrying the whole thing. I was just there for the ride.
Yeah. And like, what are you doing now? Like, what's happening with your life?
What's happening with my life? Yeah. Well, it's probably disappointingly boring. I work as a guy who repairs machines for aircraft manufacturing facilities. So I work on just a bunch of wire processing machines. I do music still in my free time.
What kind of music do you do? And
it's very different than DJ the Best. I much prefer like a more of a rock, like a heavy rock style of music.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like 90s, not metal, but like Rage Against the Machine and stuff.
Okay.
That style of music is kind of what I'm into, with some electronic.
Yeah. And have you put that anywhere? Do you do it under a name or anything?
I've never gone so far as to try to promote it. Most of it has just been for myself and improving, and you know, in the back of my head it's like, ah, well, if I get it good enough, maybe I'll put some stuff out, but I never have gotten to that point.
Listen, if it's even 1% as good as DJ the Best, then you have a mandate to get it out there.
DJ the Best is awful. It's very different. I've been working on making a video game lately, which is a lot of fun. It's like a prop hunt style game. I don't know if you are aware. It's like hide and go seek.
I don't know that. What I do know is that we've actually, this podcast, not today, thank you. We've got a video game that we've just launched, which I think you might enjoy. It's a similarly
really?
Sort of generic Eastern European voice. It's based on my neighbors who are, I think, from Romania, who at 5 o'clock in the morning, you can endlessly hear this ba-ding sound coming off a cell phone in their garden.
Oh, no.
Ba-ding.
So you made a whole game about it.
Well, the theory that evolved, it was probably a messenger sound.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was a video game called Spot the Rock, where basically it would flash up two images. One would be like a car and one would be a rock. And you had to tap on the one that you thought was the rock.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it'd be this ba-ding if you got it right. So we've made Spot the Rock. I'll send you the link. You might get a kick out of it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I thought you might be interested. After what's his name reached out to me, I was like, I got an old hard drive. I can go look through and see if there's anything else. And I actually found a DJ the Best song that I never released.
What?
If you would like it.
Are you kidding? Of course no, I would.
I can email it to you real quick.
Oh, yeah. I could drop it in live.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Amazing.
By all means.
Yeah.
I remember trying to make a couple different songs, and most of them didn't turn out. But this one I listened to, and it's pretty out there. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did you have plans?
Like a year afterwards.
There was another video that you put on YouTube where you alluded to there being some kind of a
originally it was just album. Buy my album, because that's what rappers do, they just promote their stuff indiscriminately,
right.
But once everybody was like, oh, this is hilarious, I love it, I need more, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can make some more.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, I'll try. And that's where this song came from, was I was trying to make a few more songs, but surprisingly difficult to capture the essence of DJ the Best on purpose. The first one was very much freeform.
Organically.
A lot of the lyrics too were completely off the cuff. Like I didn't write them down or anything. I had the beat playing and I hit record and just said garbage.
It was brilliant. Yes.
Yeah, doing it on purpose is harder.
Okay.
But this one turned out all right.
Shall we play it? Here it
Absolutely.
Is. Okay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh yeah, the Jay the Beast, the Jets coming right at you,
back from
brand
retirement,
track 2010,
bring the world
right now,
find
unbelievable,
let's do
this
it.
Is immense,
right,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
yeah, what, let me tell you a story about how awesome I am, wait, did Jay the Beast walked into everyone else was like, man, I can't be around. DJ's too cool in this town. So I got out my guns. I have like 8 of them. And I shot some people. I feel like we're not even gonna try to stop it. But wait, DJ the Beast.
Gangster.
Gangster.
He's a gangster.
Gangster.
DJ the Beast. Gangster.
So hardcore. I got you walled off in like 3 different directions. And if you try to run the 4th direction, I could still catch you, cause I'm the best runner in the world. I'm like Hitler in a room of Americans after World War II. Because if it was before, they'd just be like, hey, I don't really agree with his views, but whatever, right? It's not like he could do anything anyways. The point is that if I tried to run away from some people, I couldn't, because I'm a gangster, and gangsters are fast, like with women all of the time. Bam.
If you play this track at your dance clubs, it will blow up. Hang up the club, but the track will blow up crazy on the dance floor.
You're not ready for this. I'm so smooth, like you know dudes can't get up. Bam, I walk into the grocery store. They got nothing on me, but I got so much dollars, I just buy them up. I bought, that's right, if I need groceries, I just bought the whole store. They even the register men. I buy them and make them my slaves for when I go shopping by myself in my store that I own. But only ladies come in, and if you're a dude, then you have to get out.
This is incredible.
Oh, it's so insane.
DJ the best, this is the best song. DJ the best, this is the damn song. DJ the best, this is the York Club. DJ the best, DJ the best. DJ the best, this is the damn song. DJ the best, this is the best song.
Wow.
Yeah, what's up, Mario? Nothing. I play video games for real, Halo. Great.
There's
no words.
That's immense.
It is condensed, I mean, chaos.
Come on. Like, you could put that on in Ayanapa and people would literally explode. I love the senseless modulation towards the end of the musical phrases as well.
Nothing
Some
made any sense.
Beautiful touches. And then they're just chucking the samba whistle. Like, everything. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Oh God, I'm exhausted. That was
doesn't it just it drains you?
It really does.
Funny, but it takes so much effort to listen to.
Yeah,
it's so all over the place.
Yeah, I literally feel that sort of not quite enough oxygen in the room for that.
Yeah,
That was brilliant. You need to do more with this. You can't not.
Well, you know, if you get your podcast people all hyped up and more people start asking, maybe.
I promise you, but you're going to get absolutely bombarded now. Everyone has like we've loved it so much for day. I ended up just trying to create my own parody of it, which is a sort of a mashup of.
I listened to your podcast. That was incredibly well done. Well, I have to give you.
I did not have very long.
You nailed it. The sounds were right on. The voice solid. Subject matter relevant. It was great.
Well, you're very sweet. Do you know the weirdest thing about this is that I used to work at the BBC and kind of started in production and met sort of quite a lot of relatively famous people. I once got a cup of water for Billy Crystal. I once nearly sat on David Copperfield. Like, I have various claims to fame, but it's not a long story. He was wearing all leather, right? Like relaxed black leather, and he was lying on a relaxed black leather couch in the green room.
What do you expect?
And so it was like he was doing one of his tricks. It was like his head was just levitating off the edge of the couch because I couldn't see his body, so I sat on him. Anyway, the point being, weirdly, more than those moments, I was more starstruck about talking to DJ The Best. I think because you would like, you occupy this almost mythical space on the internet of like 11 years ago on YouTube. You know what I mean?
That is phenomenal. I'm honored.
No, I was just genuinely very excited. Where are you? Where do you live now?
I'm in Texas, in the US.
Amazing. Well, we'll have to, once you know, coronavirus is over, we'll have to do some kind of international DJ The Best Fest. We should do Best Fest. Come on, it would be amazing.
Best Fest. That would be, what a ride.
I promise you, I could definitely get, I reckon, about 300 people to come and fly out and see.
That would be a fun time.
That would be really awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for sort of taking a leap of faith and talking to strange people on the internet. It's not something you should make a habit of.
Well, I figured if somebody looked me up from 11 years ago, I should at least give them a minute.
That's very nice of you. will you stay in touch? And, you know, if ever new tracks are going to drop, I mean, dear God, please.
If any new DJ The Best stuff happens, will be at the forefront.
Yeah, like if he's got, and if, I mean, do you do any social media stuff? Like, because I think people genuinely are going to want to sort of tell you how amazing they think your work is. How can people follow you on online anywhere?
I don't really have much set up at this moment. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But maybe I can. Maybe in the future I can.
Yeah, I'll be sure to pass on the deluge of messages that I know I'm going to get.
You've got my information, so you can let me know if there's anything I will worth do. Knowing.
And I think maybe it's good. You need to preserve this slight mysticism around yourself.
Yeah, some of it is, some of the fun is it real or not?
Yeah.
You know, some of that is good.
Well, thank you for letting us behind the velvet curtain for a brief instant.
You're very welcome.
It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh, likewise.
So there you go. Best Fest 2021, I think. And we need an album, don't we? I think he needs to release an album. I could do the album now. I've released albums. In fact, don't forget, you can stream or buy Hurting Music, it's called, Volume 1. Volume 2 is available on Thursday. So volumes 1 and 2 of all the music from The Hurting. I might, on Thursday or Friday, dedicate a podcast to the music. Just to tell you like a bit about, because it's all weirdly sort of decontextualized when you can't see the clips of people falling off the hoverboards. But still kind of funny, almost funnier perhaps. But I'll tell you a bit about the making of and how it happened and all the rest of it. Because, maybe it's interesting. I mean, it's just shouting into the void, isn't it, really? Anyway, have a great Monday, and I'll see you tomorrow. Lots of love. Bye. This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.